Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Nika Howard.
Hey, Michael, I looked away so that you'd call me first.
Damn, I've been thwarted. Fine. Mike Bachman.
Oh, shit, that really does work. I was looking all over the fuck, and I got called next. That's neat.
Sam
Lanning. Hey everyone, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Tim's the, what's up? He's not blinking.
Jennifer Cheek.
He's not blinking still. It's terrifying.
Jennifer Cheek's here.
Hey everyone, I'm here.
See, he was about to take a drink. That's also a time that I will call on you, is if you're about to take a drink.
Michael is a cruel master to all of us.
It's the only enjoyment I get out of any of this.
Michael, I give you a lump of coal.
Oh,
do you see it?
Is that hand sanitizer?
Yes.
It's Purell. It's why my... Never mind.
It's what Tim used to clean his pee-pee hands after.
Jennifer, she really busted her shit up with that one. She couldn't even finish it. No, I have it out because I had to collect Addie's piss in a bucket with a bucket that I had to put underneath her pussy.
Not a bucket, you had a jar.
So that's why I have
Addie's
it.
Addie's her dog, in case you're confused.
Yes.
She's not a human. She's not collecting human piss. Just dog
I'm not
piss.
Our president. Oh my
God. Can I just say, I am imagining right now this, like, comedy of errors where you guys have it in a mason jar and you also have just made fresh lemonade, and Tim goes to take a drink of lemonade, and instead he drinks the pee-pee, and Jennifer finally gets to say... You drink the pee-pee.
He likes the taste. I did
Welcome.
Drink the pee-pee.
Welcome, everyone, to our 5th edition actual play Dungeons & Dragons podcast that we do every week. Mm-hmm. That's what this is that we're doing. This mm-hmm. is what
this
we
is
like to call the second episode in a recording session where we're all a little silly.
Yeah.
I've had something to drink. I don't know
I've
about
never it. Been silly. Michael, is it still light out in your room, or do you have backlights?
I have a very bright light right near my face.
Oh, I need that.
Is this good?
Yeah. Ow. That scares me. That's a lot of, and that's a great point, Michael. Thank you for bringing that up. A lot of visual goofs this episode. So every other week we record on a Thursday at around 7:30, 8:30-ish. So this is February 16th. So every other Thursday on twitch.tv/geeklyinc.
But also keep an eye on our Twitter account because sometimes the schedule changes.
Yeah.
We are humans. And
we're
we
humans
have to
and
do
we got
things.
Jobs and shit. And sometimes things get weird.
Right.
We forget.
Or we get sick, or who knows?
Who knows?
Or sometimes we just talk for 45 minutes before the episode starts.
Yeah. It's good content.
Who knows what you're
going to get. Things out. So, folks, while we're all just chit-chatting before the episode starts and talking about how we have a real play for the edition Dungeons & Dragons podcast and stuff, I thought we should bring up space tripping again. We talked about
a
little
bit last... I love space tripping. I still haven't read it because it's just been a few short minutes, but it's not out yet. I'm so excited to check it out.
So we brought it up last week, but we're bringing it up again, and we're doing it because next week. So we'll get, I guess, more into details, but there's a special offer that's just for us on March 7th. Ooh. You can go to what is it, Inkshare.com?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Inkshare.com/books/space-tripping.
Or just search for space tripping on there. If you go on March 7th, you can get this book. Which, by the way, won a special contest with Inkshare and Nerdist. So it must be good, right? You can go and get it for free.
Right. Dang. And like he said, this is just for us. You guys can't get it just for us.
Yeah,
the
you're
host
all
of
have
this
it.
Podcast. No, you all can
telling,
get it.
No, they're not telling anybody, but, you know, just our special listeners. So,
and like, if you, special just listeners. In case you forgot what this book was about, here are some ways that it can be described. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy with more swearing and less tea drinking. Drunken aliens getting into intergalactic shenanigans.
Nice.
I mean, that's the shit that we all crave, right? Mm-hmm.
You could also just basically imagine the Guardians of the Galaxy movie, except replace them with characters who are drunk and say fuck a lot.
So us.
Yeah.
So us, but Guardians right. of the Galaxy, yeah. and I'm the raccoon.
And so thank you so much, Space Tripping, for sponsoring Drunks and Dragons this week and last week. It means a whole lot to us to be able to rep cool shit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
thanks.
Especially with Pat Edwards, who is the guy who's the author. He's an OG slabber. So like he's been around since day one.
Yeah.
Listening to the old podcast. And I don't know, that's pretty exciting. You can follow him on Twitter at Rambling Waffle. And you know, it's like it's one of our own who's doing something really cool. So
yeah, I can't wait to A, learn to read, and then B, read this book in that order.
It'll be your first one.
It'll be my first one.
Yeah, it's inkshares.com/books/spacetripping, March 7th. Get it for free. Check it out. What do you got to lose?
Just that one day. And you can get it at Amazon and Target and Barnes & Noble and all that other stuff if you are listening to this in 4 years, which you might be.
You might be. Oh, that's right. March 7th, 2017.
Oh, yeah, 2017. Just to be clear.
Yeah.
Great. Not dead by
while
then.
We're here in the ad zone.
Oh, the ad zone. We need a new name for it. Ad zone sounds good.
Run on over to geeklycon.com and grab a ticket because there's been an uptick in sales and they're starting to dwindle.
Yeah, there's one ticket left or two if you have a spouse or a partner or whatever.
Get it just right now.
Definitely, if you're on the border, definitely just go ahead and buy the ticket. Whatever hesitations you are will be blown away by the time you get there. You will meet so many cool people. You will do the best things that you can think of. It will be your favorite weekend of your life. You have kids. This will surpass it.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. Thank you. I can promise you'll meet at least 5 cool people. I at can't promise five. Anymore, but at least 5.
We'll be there for sure.
3, 4, 5.
Also, you can meet
that's us.
Oh, shit. I wasn't, but that is actually a coincidence. But go
on. There are a lot more cooler people there than us, unfortunately, and I don't care for that.
Yeah, it's pretty rude.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Oh,
it's a good time.
Can I? Teddy Udane just had a great name for our ad segment. Mm-hmm. He said that we should call it the ad slab.
Ad slab? That's not bad. Not bad at all.
It's pretty good. That's excellent.
Yeah. Cool. I'm going to roll d20.
Me too.
I got an 18, just like old Jennifer over here last time.
Remember
that, Jennifer? Oh, yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That was so wild. My eternal curse is that I can never 16. Roll well. Ooh. When I actually know what happened the week before.
Yeah, I rolled a 6.
I rolled a 13.
Last week on Drunks and Dragons, we met Steve. We found out about Steve's background, the darkness that Steve has been up to, the horror of what it's like living inside of Steve. Steve is back, baby, and he's fucking pissed at looking at the mirror and seeing his ugly visage and not seeing his wife, Carol.
Cheryl. You goddamn jackass.
The
did it on purpose.
The gang was initially, well, Toby was initially afraid, but now he loves him. The rest of the gang was like, oh boy, Steve's back. Hooray! Then Old Man Whack and Boris popped in to drop some plot points. Then, between the episodes, Toby found a spell book underneath a rock.
That's definitely what happened last episode.
I don't remember that. I don't remember talking
You're
about
You're fucking drunk, dude.
I don't remember Toby getting a spell book.
Flip, he got a journal, but that's... You just gave me a piece of paper. That's lame.
It's that's a like, nice journal. It had, like, nice artisanal paper in it and stuff.
Mom, I want a Game Boy. Fine.
Like, this is a moleskin.
Here's a journal instead.
Okay, yes. So, here we are. You guys are in the weird arena that you were battling with Jet and such, and you're now in the White Spire. You've found out that Cornelius is a puddle man, and you've got a friend Steve now.
Boris, and don't leave,
yes.
I say.
Oh, I was leaving, though. I'm very scared.
Did Cornelius go up in the light beam, like from the movies?
No, but he is upstairs.
How far upstairs?
I probably in his chambers, you know.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. If he's an Arivian, then they're trying to, but he also isn't charged the White Spire. Should we confront him and ask him why he's doing this? Or we should stop by my room for sure. And I'll show you my posters.
Well, I feel like we need to investigate.
Did your friend, this traitor Jet Razor,
Toby spits on the ground.
Who I have all of his albums. Did he tell you why these Nerevians are doing this?
He implied it. It didn't seem like a good place. It was your classic arch villain. He's mad because these people broke magic and he wants to punish them instead of asking, hey, maybe White Spire, where all the magic exists, to help me get back to my town. So I think they just want to kill all of us to make this their new home. Was that right? I might be
embellishing. Yeah, that seems like an oversimplification. I mean, yeah. I wasn't there. But okay. I mean, if he didn't, you know, I feel like these Nerevians, they sound like a bad bunch. We should probably find this Nerevian and kill him. I mean, talk to him.
Well, we should probably try to get some more info from him.
Right, yeah. Right.
Well, I mean, he's my boss, so...
So maybe it's, so you don't think that it's been like his body's been taking over thing? You just think he's been in here. Wait, how long has he been your boss?
Michael.
Year, as long as you've been here.
Have you ever seen him turn into a puddle?
No, he's a gnome. He's the only other gnome here.
Okay.
Wait a second.
Oh, maybe no. You should ask him something only a gnome would know.
Exactly.
Like your special nickname.
I guess we should.
What's carefully... the last boss in Gnomergon? Oh, everybody knows that. Fuck.
I don't remember that one. It's a robot, probably.
It's who like thermal plug or.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mecha Strider. I don't fuck.
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Okay, nobody knows that one.
Let's go up. Let's go up to my room.
We gotta get your spell book, right, Toby?
My spell book and some of my other shit.
Okay, so the living quarters are not too far from where you are now. I think you could probably go back through where Steve had tunneled in, mm-hmm. and make it to the stairs, and you'd probably be able to get up to the living quarters fairly easily.
Here's my room.
Are there any posters right. on the wall of what Toby likes?
Yeah, what is
Please
he into?
Describe the room, yes. Timothy Lanning.
Well, there's bunk beds. Toby's is on top because he can get up there on the top.
He can clamber right on up.
He oftentimes, you know, would fall asleep in the library for a couple months or 5 years, whatever. Or like
5 years in the library. Years.
That's zany, zany. There are posters of King Titus Harper on them. There's maybe a poster of what Tom might look like. There's one of a very artistic and apparently not accurate version of Aludra and Jayla. I mean, Harper and Tom don't look accurate either. It's just obviously you two are there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We stand beside him like, huh.
Yeah. These are artist renderings.
Artist renderings.
Fan like, art, oh, you could say.
I didn't really ever think you guys would come in here. Wow.
I check under his bed. Do I find any nudes?
He's in the top bunk.
Fours okay, is gone.
I check so. on the first bunk. Are there any nudes just sitting right nudes. On top of the first bunk?
No. No, it's not mine. And then I, of course, grab my various books that I've been keeping there forever.
And they're still there.
They're still there and everything's fine. Everything we're all happy.
In the room is pristine, except for one corner that looks like it's been lit on fire. There you find your wizard spell over. Book.
I lift it up and I pick up and put in my backpack, along with a handful of reagents, some other things. I had a scuttle hurried last time, so I didn't get to get all my good stuff.
Yeah, you do find your spell book.
Yay! My backup spell book.
Your backup spell book that has some new spells in it. Not all the ones you want, just some of them.
That's all I wanted to see. You asked for a lot. Shoot for the stars. You live on the moon.
So what's going on?
I'm probably just showing them too much time in my room. Like, and here's a book about... the different layers of the clouds sometimes.
Every once in a while, there's like a grinding noise, like in a loud crashes as more of the White Spire kind of falls apart.
And here's where I got the idea of using mushrooms to control the rad machine.
I feel like we should probably get going as cool as this room is.
Oh, sorry.
Did you pull out your rad machine? Because I think that Steve would be interested in that.
My rad machine was out earlier. I probably put it away to put it in my backpack. Pull it back out. Like, oh, you're right.
Wow. And then Steve pulls out one that is eerily almost identical.
What?
Like, I made one too.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like... Oh. No, this is a good thing. I feel like you're ambivalent, but this should bring us closer together as friends and drive character development.
I was supposed to be the one to create... No, it's fine.
No, I mean, you did. But I wasn't around, so I had to just scrounge together what I could. I mean, yours is way better than mine. Mine is... You know, mine is just okay.
Steve's is noticeably better.
I see he managed to do it with just one mushroom. Huh. Okay. No, it's fine. No, it's fine.
Well, you should be proud of what you've done here.
Thanks, Steve. You know what? I don't know how old you are or how old parts of you are, but I'm just a little boy. And maybe one day, learning from you, I'll figure it out.
Maybe you guys can do some experiments together.
Okay. I have transcended age.
Well,
I guess we'll just follow yours. Toby puts his down and kicks it.
No. You should keep them both. We should keep them both.
Okay, I'll put them in my backpack.
You know, if we... I know a little bit about, you know, kind of putting these together. We can actually form these into a cluster, and if we put yours and mine together, they'll be 1.76 times as good as one by itself.
Wow. I didn't even think about that. That would completely solve the trigeminal layer.
Yeah, it solved that layer.
Yeah.
I've been trying to figure out how to solve it.
Oh my god, me and you together.
We're best buddies. Character development.
Character development. Here, take my bed sheet to wrap around you so your dick's not out.
It's not a dick, it's a finger, but I do use it to point at stuff.
It's just in the dick stuff.
I do use it to point at things.
There is a. I cannot wait till you fall, like, somehow we're falling off a roof and, like, grab my hand! Like, you're as, like, he's holding on to everything and you have to grab his dick finger, like, no, I'm good! I'm gonna fall. I'd rather die.
Does he pinky promise with his dick finger?
Well, no, it's not a pinky.
Oh, okay.
It's an index.
He cannot make a legally binding pinky promise.
Oh, thank Christ.
Yeah, if Tom were to cut off the finger of one of Tranthumble's guards, he's not going to go for the pinky. He's going to definitely go for the longest one.
Yeah.
Which is not the index. Actually,
it's the middle. We can all agree.
It's definitely the middle. So you're constantly giving us a finger in your crotchal region.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it just depends on the person's finger, because that could be like a legit dick size finger.
Yeah, man.
It could.
Does any man have a finger as big as his dick? Probably.
Well, I mean, you either have to have really big fingers or a really small dick. It's one of the two.
That's true.
I mean, not Nika size. Nika's like, I have a big dick.
Yeah. Well, I was going to go with I have big hands, so I probably have a finger that's the size of someone's dick, but...
Well, no, we all do.
Not mine. Right. I don't have a dick.
Nice.
But some of them are babies, so...
Oh, my God.
Babies.
I mean, like, I will... I mean, Steve's body parts are hot swappable, right? Like, we can all agree. If I find a bigger dick finger, like, I can swap it out.
It has to be a finger.
Or if he has a dick. Or if he wants to keep it a finger.
Or a snake.
To him. Or a snake.
I think if I got a dick, an actual dick, I would replace the dragonborn tail so that I got a dick coming out of my... Dick coming out of my butt. Internet memes.
Well, it'd just be a fry man, like a fry guy dick creature. Who's to say? All right.
What's happening?
Oh, look, it's vibrating and pointing. So characters, we're all role playing here. Talking about dicks.
So what are we doing?
We're following the red.
I guess you guys don't mind if I hang out. I mean, my king's dead.
Hi, I'm Toby. I replaced him, technically. No matter what anyone says.
How's it been going, my man?
I was an important member of King Harper's council.
I never met him. Was he great?
He was the best.
I know. He's the best sorcerer ever to live. Let's go.
I still can't believe Harper was king. Off we go. So we went up some stairs, you said? We found some stairs.
Yeah, and then
we
stairs?
Went up, no, and that's where his room was.
And you have access to more stairs if you want to keep going.
Nice.
Well, I can climb walls, so
Oh, that's fucked up, man.
Fuckers, and just away I go.
Bachman, we need you to just calm down on your creep factor.
Yeah.
You're really freaking out.
No. I'm sorry. Yeah. If it helps, Steve cannot climb walls, but he can mount his owlbear spider.
And I wish you'd stop saying mount. It's a me thing. It's not you. It's just...
It's like moist for some people.
Yeah. I think it sounds like he's fucking it.
Yeah, this is fucked. This gives you head because it's where fuck his head.
Okay, so you guys head out to the hallway to go up the stairs. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
I love stairs. Yeah.
Stairs are great.
I check the structural integrity.
It's my second favorite.
There are some guards coming down the stairs.
Are they bad or?
I mean, they're guards.
Okay, whoa, dude. We want to keep it not that political.
I did not mean...
I zoned out for a second, and I think I'm glad.
I'm not saying they're cops, man. They're guards.
I didn't say that either, dude. Hi. We have to get up to go see Cornelius.
Halt. Who goes there?
God damn it.
It's me, Steve.
You're... Oh, my God.
Hey, I know. It's just what me. There's no need to be afraid. I'm friendly.
Did you wear the bedsheet or?
No.
Okay.
So there's just a finger that waggles at you.
Hi.
I mean, I also have hands.
Like, I know, but in my headcanon, you're primarily using your ding dong.
Okay.
What if the finger is pure and innocent, Steve, and so it's so happy, so it just like waves to everyone, and then the arms.
It's like a dog tail.
You know, I don't appreciate that. I can't have a character that's more than just his genitals. Like, I feel
he's
like.
He's not wearing pants! Choose a character that has pants!
Listen, I can rise above myself. Can you?
No.
Can you?
No.
You're right.
Also,
you're right.
His
that's
dick
on us,
is
guys.
A finger, and it's got hair on it.
No. What?
I don't know. Knuckle hair. Fuck.
I'm upset.
I don't like that. I'm sorry. That's on us, Bachman. I'm sorry.
But yeah, you know, it's me, Steve. I expect you to know who I am, because I'm Steve.
He's Steve. What?
Does he know who I am?
No, he doesn't.
Don't say that like you already done told me. I didn't know.
Toby?
Hi, Garruk.
What are you doing with this monster?
I know. I don't know. It's weird. Anyways, speaking of, have you seen Talionis? Mr. Talionis? Grand Archwizard Talionis?
Yes, he's upstairs, but things have gone... Wait, what are you...
You know that big light from the movies?
Are we not sure if we should attack you,
no,
or...
I don't. Forgive you for calling me a monster. I know you were just shocked.
Yeah.
The monster keeps talking to me, Toby.
He's a warforged.
Yeah, he's good. You don't know me, but I'm reliable. Look at me.
Look at that's Queen Eludra.
Yeah, I'm a queen.
And I think you're great. What's your name?
That's Garruk. I said that. That's why I remember that.
Say it again, because I forgot.
Garruk.
Garruk? Oh, Garruk here.
No, Garruk.
Garruk.
He hates when you call him Garruk.
With a rock.
Garruk?
Garruk, he's a half-orc.
Oh, you're half-orc, but you're all heart. I think you're great.
This is why people don't like me, because I'm just...
Can you...
Is it Toby talking? Yeah. Yeah,
yes.
Can you prove you're not one of these puddle people?
I haven't...
Is he talking to Toby?
Yeah.
Well, can we turn the rat on and show that it's not pointing towards us?
Here's a weird machine powered by mushrooms that tells us we're not puddle boys.
You essentially, I think you realize that the rad machine is saying that this whole spire is the thing, and
oh,
not,
like
it's not
movies.
Like an individual person.
It's going off, but it's not going off at anyone specifically.
Right.
Here's how you do it. Just don't turn into a liquid.
Yeah, look how solid we are.
See, watch. Look how solid.
I saw some things upstairs, and I don't know what to think anymore.
Well, I'm solid, and I haven't been able to think of an experiment yet to I mean, Steve, have you thought of an experiment yet? I know you just saw, you didn't really see the Nerevians, did you? Have you seen Nerevians yet? You've been chasing them for a long time.
I've seen Nerevians. I've fought a couple. I've even killed one. But, you know, it's, maybe, I don't know, 15. Michael, have I killed one? Yeah, I think I've killed one. It's fine.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
But it's very difficult to tell. They really kind of just have to goop on you for you to know.
Why don't I
throw a rock at me?
Give me like a diplomacy.
I don't want to.
I'll do it.
He's
though.
Bad at that.
It's like you can't prove a negative, and we can't prove that we're not.
What if I just?
Goomons.
What if I
Let's
just play
Dungeons and Dragons, and you can all right, roll for
I'll
it.
Give him a diplomacy, but I rolled well. Thanks, Dad.
Is it?
Wait, diplomacy isn't a thing. You meant to say.
Persuasion. Come on, Tim. God.
I got a 15. I didn't say diplomacy, dog. Fuck.
He's literally talking to your dog.
Is this a commoner who can look into my eyes and see that I faced unimaginable horror?
I'm gonna throw up.
And that I'm no stranger to darkness.
This is the best thing in the world. Please.
No, he's a gar. He's not a commoner.
Okay.
What?
I just had to check.
He does seem to believe you that you're not a puddle man.
Wait, did you just say he's a guard, not a commoner?
Yeah.
But isn't like the fact that he doesn't have like, I mean, he's not really an NPC.
Well, commoner means he's a level zero, right? I mean, is that?
Does he have a level?
He's a guard. They recently you can fight him. Do you want to fight him?
I don't know. No, maybe. No.
Roll initiative. I got a 20. Oh no, I rolled a 1. Let's not fight him. Don't fight him.
They actually did change what. Well, commoner means a lot of things, right? Guard would probably not be a commoner, but
yeah,
no.
I don't think that he would be.
He's got stats.
Yeah, but you know, maybe he could be because they added the commoner class as a bit, which is hilarious. Anyways, yeah, you remember me? I think if Talionis is puddle, I don't. No, I'm not. I'm not.
Okay. All right. Well, what do you? What's going on? We're leaving.
we're gonna like step in and take care of it for you guys. It's all right. I mean, like, what more? Like, even if we were good people, like, is it gonna make anything worse by letting us go? Whereas, if we're good people and strong people, we can go maybe fix your problem for you.
Let's just stick with that. We're not goo people.
And we're definitely not goo people. I'm just saying, even if we were, it wouldn't hurt anything.
I mean, we may be. Like, don't jump to conclusions.
One, we're not goo people. Two, we'll help.
So to circle back, the takeaways are.
But even if we are goo people, we'll still help. Remember that. But we're not goo people.
All right, well, we're going to keep going down. If you guys want to go up, knock yourselves out.
We do.
Do you guys need any provisions, any rations for your journey? I'd love to help you out.
Oh, I mean, we're just going down the stairs.
Here, take this sandwich.
I need a Cliff Bar for my journey down the stairs.
Chocolate macadamia Cliff Bar.
I'm going to need to know what that looks like.
This looks delicious. You're a terrible monster, but are you some sort of gourmand?
As a matter of a fact, I am a gourmand.
But that doesn't make any sense. As a terrible monster, you don't need to eat.
Well, let me tell you, I've lived many lives. I have four now, in fact. And I hail. I used to be a gnoll, though. It may not look it from my stature.
Is this a long story? Because this tower could be falling.
No. It's fine. I think the tower's okay. This is pretty short. I used to hail from the melon camps, where I learned how to make all sorts of foodstuffs. And so I'm a gourmand. Okay, the story's over.
We agree, so we do it.
I took a bite of this while you were talking, and it is delicious, but we have to go.
Bye. All right.
Thank you for saying so. Safe travels.
Bye, Garrett.
Thank you, terrible monster, and Toby, and a queen, I guess, and dark lady.
Whoa.
She's a god. Get it right.
She likes Evan
Essence. It's a lifestyle, not a costume, okay?
Yeah.
One acquainted with a knight.
I like to make out in graveyards, okay?
All right, so they're gone.
All right, let's hoof it up the stairs. I'm ready for action. Eluder's getting antsy.
I stay behind the monster and Steve.
Wait, the monster and Steve.
We'll dig at you.
Oh. Wait, what, me? Are you calling me a monster?
Little joke.
That's Tim that said that. That wasn't, Toby would never say that.
That's why people don't like me.
All right, so you get up to where it's Cornelius's sort of quarters.
Where we were before, it's all white, and we love it. And I look over there, and that's where I used to sit.
How are you guys approaching this? Are you just gonna blast in?
Are you asking for our order in terms of like battle's gonna happen?
I'm asking are you going in stealthy? Are you just knocking on the door? Are you barging in?
Shouldn't we go in like Toby, because Toby knows him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we should go in like not sneaky, but they like acting normal. Like, oh, hey, Cornelius, it's me, Toby, with my friends.
Look at my menagerie of friends.
Maybe.
I like Steve trying to pretend like he's just a regular dude.
He needs to wait outside the door.
I'm just a dude.
Okay, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. Toby, you're going to introduce me and Jayla to Cornelius. Steve, you wait outside the door, and at our signal, you come rushing in if things start to get too spooky in here.
Why do you want me to wait outside? Everybody's leaving. There's nobody coming this way. Everybody's leaving.
Your visage is frightening to look upon.
I'm just worried that Cornelius will be confused, but Jayla and I are like, you know, like dignitaries, and it would make sense for us to...
Yeah, buddy, you admitted that you're terrifying to look upon.
Well, if you're ashamed to be seen with me, what hope do I have for Cheryl?
No. We're not ashamed to be seen with you. We need you to stay in the wings for a surprise attack.
Yeah.
If things start to get sketchy.
Well, it's just that you'll terrify him with your face and spooky arms and your dick.
Really, I'll try.
Toby!
What?
I'll try, but I'm pretty sad now. I'm real sad.
Oh, I thought you knew.
Steve, do you have any more of those macadamia nut things?
Absolutely. They're all wrapped with nutrition facts on the label.
Watching his sugar intake?
High in fiber. I'm old, man. Wack.
High in fiber, but make sure there isn't too much sugar because of my diabetes.
Of course not.
He got diabetes too.
Well, I didn't realize it until I met Jayla's Pegasus, and realized I had some of the same symptoms.
Hey, he had hooves for feet.
That's how you know.
That's how you can tell.
Is this canon?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Fuck it.
Why wouldn't I? Right,
update the wiki. Update the wiki.
He got hooves.
He got hooves. He's diabetic. Our show is bad. And.
I'm sorry. Did you mean good?
We apologize to anybody who may actually have type 1 onset diabetes, type 2 adult onset diabetes, like any of the diabetes.
I just want to say, real fast. My dad, in his older age, got diabetes, and so that really made me laugh that you included, just because this old man Weck, he has diabetes.
Look, diabetes isn't funny.
No one on this podcast.
My friend had diabetes back in the day. I know.
He probably still has it, I'm guessing.
I don't know. I'll keep up.
I think that's how it works.
He took some airborne, and he's fine now.
These people are adventurers, and they're Pegasus, and they're dignitaries and ambassadors, and they're living normal lives. That's all I'm saying.
I just took a drink, and you chuckle fucks almost killed me.
That's how you know we're friends.
We're just going to go in and I'll say hi.
Yeah, and Steve, you just wait, because I think that we want to have at least one surprise waiting in case things get crazy, because we don't want to be overwhelmed and we might need you. So let's think of a good signal. Let's just say if I yell now, you come in the door.
Yeah. And if you say, yell, stay out there, I won't come in.
Yeah. Or if they like capture us or anything, like you can just go ahead and roll up in there.
But how am I going to know? Because I'm outside in the door.
You just peek your head around.
Don't worry. Actually, you know, now that you mention that, I've got a trick. So you just go in there, and if you need me, you just let me know.
Okay. Well, all right. You two beef girls, line me to make me look more impressive.
Okay.
Should we stand on either side of you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What if Jayla carries me and then I
come on.
We're a tower of power.
All right, we gotta look scary. Let's baby Bjorn each other. Jennifer. That's a very funny image, but let's get in the moment. This is a serious show.
Eludra can make a joke, okay?
Listen, character. Now you get the lump of coal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's my honor.
No, we're not going to baby Bjorn. No, that doesn't make any sense. No,
I'm joking. Okay. We're going to stand on either side.
It's just that my house is falling. Let's go.
We're going to baby Bjorn later.
Okay, so are you walking in? Are you knocking?
Yeah,
what are you
we're
doing?
We're walking like, yeah, I guess knocking.
I enter the door the normal way that I've always entered the door the past couple years.
As you enter, you get a quick look of what seems to be someone in almost like a hologram of someone in a animal mask that Cornelius is talking to, but it disappears almost as soon as you walk in. He's got a quick.
Oh, it's Darth Sidious. Like
he closes his browser real quick when you guys come in. And he turns around and he goes, Toby, you've returned.
Yes, sir. I've come back. We're here to save the White Spire. This is Eludra Wormsbane.
Hi. Hello.
Do you just waltz right in here after Jayla. After having let a prisoner escape?
And yes, I wanted to. That's why I'm here. I wanted to mention that to you. One, I'm sorry. Two, I think bad things are happening.
Toby, why don't you just go back to your quarters and bring your friends and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
I think that you might be misunderstanding what's going on, Mr. Cornelius. Was that your name?
Well, you can call me,
Archmage Talionis.
Archmage Talionis. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Archmage Talionis. I'm Eludra Wormsbane, you know, the queen. So I think that we can offer a little bit more help to you than you seem to think.
Let me, why don't you hold on? I'll get some of my guards and they can discuss this with, and he starts running.
Which way?
Yeah, out the back.
I forgot.
Spell slots. Ass.
I used a bunch of my shit last time.
I've used too much of my shit last time.
Sleep.
Can I cast polymorph?
I think he's probably, I mean, what's the range on that?
60 feet.
Yeah, I guess so.
Can I do that, buddy?
Sure. Why don't we roll? Well, if you're going to attack him, let's roll initiative.
Yeah, we got it.
I try to cast polymorph. Ooh, that's not great. 12.
I also got 12.
Nice work, buddy.
I got a 10.
My dex is 14 total, so what's yours, buddy?
My dex?
I have more dex than
Eludra. You for sure have more dex than me.
I know that you all are under the impression that I'm outside the room, but I rolled a 23.
God! Fuck.
I'm assuming you're listening, so I think, you know.
Well, yeah.
With a 23, he knows what we're doing.
Steve, you're first. What's
Am
up?
I first? Well, yeah. Steve materializes in the room from a gentle mist because he's been there the whole time using gaseous form.
Nice.
Whoa.
You know, I really like that Steve has gaseous form because Steve can turn into a gas at will. Jet could turn into a liquid at will, and Tom could turn into a solid whenever he wanted.
So basically, nice, your brother.
Oh, that was a good one. I'm mad.
It's a boner reference, right?
Yeah. It's a dick reference.
I love it.
So I'm assuming you like appear behind him so that he can't run out the back door.
Sure, that's even better.
Just envelop him in your gas.
Yeah.
He goes,
Hey, it's me!
What is this monster in my quarters?
Steve, you're in here. Wow.
Let's see. What's the I need like some feet. Like, what's the layout of this room right now? Like, how far away is everybody? So I assume they're all kind of standing in a group, and then this dude's at his desk, and then I'm somewhere, but how far away are we all from each other?
So I would say the group is around the door. They're probably about, you know, maybe 30 feet from this guy, and you're probably like 10 feet from him on the other side.
I mean, really looks more like 11 feet, right? Like, I mean, when you really think about it.
I guess if you wanted to be further away than 10 feet,
you have a movement.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I move away 1 foot.
I step back.
And then I throw a thunderstone at him.
What's a thunderstone?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. I can. So being an artificer and having the what do you call it? The
sack.
Yeah. I got that sack. I didn't go with guns because, you know, I'm such an opponent.
I don't know if there are guns in this world.
There's no guns in this world, so I didn't go guns.
one good reason.
So I throw it. I throw the thunderstone at the dude, and
he evolves into a Raichu. Got it.
And he evolves into a Raichu. Nice. He has to make a con save or be knocked prone and pushed 10 feet away.
Okay, what con save does he have to make?
What do you mean? What's con save?
What is your what is your what spell?
I did it. Oh,
right, what's the DC?
I don't know if you guys know this. I don't know how to play this game.
It's your first day with a new character.
Yeah, man, okay. It's fine, buddy. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
17.
Nice. Also, anything you do wrong is just house rules. It's fine.
Yeah. House rules.
It's role playing.
Okay, he gets blasted back.
Okay, and he's prone. He gets pushed towards the group.
So 20 feet away from each of us. Nice. Yeah, just 21 feet away from you.
Actually, Thrifty, I should probably roll another initiative.
Oh, for your monster.
Yeah,
for other monster.
My dude.
What's his name again?
Jerry.
He's got
Jerry.
A 10.
Ronnie.
Corpse Sucker Jerry.
A 10.
Okay. He gets blasted back and he falls to the ground. And he goes, please don't hurt me.
Okay.
Okay.
Guess combat's over now.
Good. Puts my staff away. I don't have a lot of spell slots left. So he's trapped now?
I mean, you've surrounded him. He seems to be not the bravest.
Okay.
Be careful. He is able to cast very strong magics.
So, Cornelius, do you have anything you want to tell us?
I'm not Cornelius Talionis.
Who are you?
I am a superior being who is from a different place, and I would like you to, you should let me go because I have lots of friends who are coming very soon and you're going to be in much trouble.
Wait, did you say lots of friends?
Like, yes.
Lots of people to kill?
No, they, if you're not careful, they shall kill you.
Okay, we'll wait.
Can Aludra, I would like... Is he, like, on the ground, or is he just standing there?
He's on the ground. He's prone.
I would love if Aludra can just, like, crawl up on my man's chest real quick and put her arm, like, at his neck. Like, kind of, like, propped.
Whoa.
Like this.
Oh, that's spooky.
Yeah.
Like, you're on the beach reading a novel.
Can I do that? Don't even roll something?
I'm so...
Aludra, you're so much more battle-hardened than
I'm
I remember.
I'm so glad that that Toby and Jayla had opposite reactions on that. Because or maybe it's Tim slash Nika, Nika playing as Jayla thinks whenever Aludra gets all on top of some dude and like choke holds him, she thinks, damn, this is hot. I wish the jerk yurt was here tonight.
And Toby's afraid.
Don't hurt him.
No.
Wait, is Talionis okay?
He, He actually goos away. And yeah, he goos out of your arms. And he goes, please don't do that.
Well, I won't have to do that again if you just tell us what we need to know. How many people do you have with you, pal? What's your real name? Cornelius Steeler.
And why doesn't your voice sound like the others?
What?
Why doesn't your voice sound like the other goo boys? Where's your British accent, whatever that means?
What are you on about, mate?
Nice. Oh, there it is. I heard
so good.
I don't know what you're going on about.
That's way better.
This is a very not good situation for me, if you know what I mean.
What is that?
Australian? Got a little southern for southern. A second. Yeah.
I am Tereth Bachnug.
What? Bachnug?
And I have thousands of people who are coming at this time, any minute now. You better run for it.
But where's Archmage Talionis?
He was brought above, and if you don't watch what you're doing, then my friends will kill him. He has been captured.
Can one of you people that have higher wisdom do an insight? This is a little metagame. You know what? Fuck it, I'll do it. I insight check to see if he's lying.
I can do it too.
19.
Oh, you just so good.
Are you lying?
You think that he's not lying.
Oh.
I got a 12. Do I think that he's not lying?
You assume that he's telling the truth. You're not sure.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, strong as I am, I got a pretty high strength, but we should probably not wait around for 1,000 of these goo boys. I hear that they can all form together to make a giant goo boy.
Yes, that is true.
Seriously?
Oh, what? Yes. Very big goo boys.
Your accent's gone again.
But I think that's the old man white voice.
Yeah. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do?
How we leave? We could put him in a bottle.
Hey, Bachnug.
What? Why have we never said the phrase Bachnug before?
Can we back up?
Especially in Portland.
That's his name.
I know, but why is it taking so long?
I am mad that we've never called
especially when Bach was ripping sweet nugs.
Can we pause and can I just ask, what the fuck are you talking about?
Is that the alien Bachnug?
I mean, I'm into it, but what?
That's his name. Listen,
his name.
He's an alien.
He's an alien.
You can't question it.
Gotcha. Turk Bachnug. I don't remember. Turk. Turk.
Okay. It's Turth, mate.
Turth.
It's Turk.
Turk Bachnug.
Well, does my name sound funny to you?
Is that it?
Hey, Bachnug. We know about your
stop saying it.
I can't, and I won't. We know about your city. I think we're gonna have to go there. I think we're gonna have to go up to your city, and we're gonna systematically kill all of your friends. Oh. We're gonna kill them all.
What?
Yeah. And you're gonna tell us how many of you there are.
Is a whole friggin' city.
Wait, you mean there's a whole city of people just waiting to be killed?
What is wrong with you two? I thought you were heroes.
Toby, yeah. We've lived a really hard life.
We are heroes. We're going to save the White Spire. Do you have a better plan?
I don't have any plan. I'm sorry.
I'm not mad. I'm just, you know.
We're going to save the White Spire. We should probably hurry. It seems to be in bad shape.
Wait, is there a way we could destroy the energy source being funneled to the Nerevian people?
That might be a better plan than killing literally everybody in the city.
What's all this then? You don't want to do that.
Why would we not want to do that?
You don't want a whole city falling on top of another city.
Fuck.
Oh, shit. So we have to go.
That's silly. You guys do know that the city of Nereve still has some magical energy. It wouldn't fall. It would just float down slowly.
Why, which means, wait. Wouldn't it crush Glane, the Jewel of the East?
Well, yeah, eventually it would crush Glane, the Jewel of the East, but we have quite a bit of time to figure out how to stop that. But
one thing at a time. Like, send them to like another plane of existence or something.
Oh yeah, to hell.
Yeah, to hell.
Whoa.
You know, or the astral plane or wherever.
Like, is there a way for us to just zap it somewhere else?
Not without a lot of power.
That's not my type of magic, personally.
I can plane shift, but I don't think I can plane shift an entire city. Oh boy. And I'm too sleepy to do it.
Toby needs his nappy naps.
This day tuckered me out.
He needs a snack and he needs a nap. He's cranky. Should we try to find the lead? Well, I guess the leader fucking jet.
Do I know, Michael, about how long it would take for Nereve to crash into the earth?
Maybe like, I mean, it would start sinking. It would probably be, it wouldn't take more than like a day.
Oh man.
You'd be surprised what you can get done in a day.
It can move though,
right?
What if
we put like rockets on the side?
Yeah, can we like, can we Age of Ultron this shit and put like rockets on the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have guns. We do have rockets.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
I have not seen that movie, but I do understand that I should watch it.
They do that thing.
On account of this being a very similar situation.
What?
Maybe we should pause the podcast for tonight.
Listen, I gotta go do some research.
It's actually the first two Avengers movies.
I know. Mm-hmm. Look, I've had a rough few years, okay? Movies weren't always available to me.
I hear that.
Says Steve to Michael.
Who'd you hear? If you guys don't get out of here, we'll be forced to really hurt you.
What? We can't get out of it. What? We can't. Where are we gonna go?
Well, you've been floating for 5 years without any issue. What's the? Why are you doing it now?
There were issues.
Name them all.
We were sinking.
Uh huh. And
so we had to do this whole thing.
That's the same issue. You're just double dipping.
Yeah, that's circular reasoning.
Well, I mean, you know. Got a lot of stuff going on. We ran out of resources.
Well, I'm sure it's been very hard for you.
There weren't any fields up in the sky.
Why did you not say, hey, everybody? Glane, Jewel of the East, what's up? We're a new plane that exists above you. Let's be friends. We would have been friends.
We came down and there was demons everywhere.
That
killing
that
everything.
That was bad timing.
Yeah, but that, but. Yeah.
It was only just temporary. It was one of those awful, unfortunate things that happened, but that wasn't the, I guess, what's that word?
You go and explore and you find a new island and you don't just go and make friends with the cattle there. You subjugate them.
Oh, you're evil. Got it. Okay. All right. Well,
Oh, boy. Well... Listen, just because I'm made up of 12% cow skin does not mean that I'm cattle.
12%, huh?
Yeah, 12%. That's canon.
That's canon.
What? So where do you guys want this to go? What direction are we going in here?
I don't know what the best.
Do you want us to go? I'm scared.
I wanted to go to the bedroom.
Whoa.
I feel like it's going that way.
We don't have a joke here. It seems like the options are either we go up to Nereve and die, or we run away, find some way to fight Nereve, and then go to Nereve.
Right? I mean, how long can this power source keep going? Like, if we shut it off, we've got 24 hours, roughly. If
that sounds
keep
like a bad
going,
idea.
How long does it take for the White Spire to get destroyed? And are there other... I mean, is the White Spire really that important? Like, sounds bad to say, but
and
like...
Glane, and we have to spend at least 8 hours sleeping.
We do have to sleep.
I need 4 hours and I don't sleep.
I think we should think about all of these things for next week.
Damn.
What do you guys think?
We need a fucking plan. We need a planning episode.
We need a plan. We'll probably do most of it off the air.
People love planning episodes.
No, they don't. They complain about them.
That's why they like action.
Yeah, it's because they're weak minded.
I haven't even gotten to the fire things in life. I haven't even gotten to talk about the sweet bird cage that I have. But for next week.
Oh my gosh. You gotta save it.
Yeah, you can't just blow your whole load this first half.
Yeah, keep that bird cage inside.
I have way more loads.
Blow that one next time.
Michael, would you like me to read some feedback?
Please do. There's a lot of it.
I'm not going to read all of it.
Don't read all of it. Read just the titles.
Cinderella from the United States says, outstanding.
You do what you want, Tim. I don't want to, it says, you know, I don't want to mess with your art.
Do what I want?
Go ahead. Yeah, do what you want.
Then I'm leaving. I've been listening for a year now and followed episode 120. Lulled too hard a paracharger, the only thing you need to know. Harper humped. I'll read that one. No poop golem for a jet from Canada. G'day, mate. Nope, I didn't say that. Not from Canada. Just love hearing Tim say it. Real MF-er from the United States. Sly, what's the point? You guys make my workday more tolerable. Quiet Tempest says, love it. Over 100 episodes in and loving it. Clefarius says, review, 60 episodes in and loving it. The Original Blood Drinker says, best podcast I ever heard. When I first picked up this podcast, I was filled with joy. Zero HBG from Denmark says, ooh, the best podcast ever. I can't stop. I've been listening for the past 3 weeks and finally caught up. Jesus, keep it going. I have been listening to you guys, gals, for bros, for 12 hours a day. A time just flies. Wowee. Literally the best says True Blaze Music. This podcast is the greatest thing in the world, and I don't know what I would do without it. Swerfland says, I wish I could join you. This is great. I've started with episode 1, I'm only on episode 7 now. Hey.
Oh, they're so early.
Nice. See you in 14 years. But I've fallen in love with this podcast. I want to play with you guys so badly. You sound like a great bunch of people to be friends with. Dark Power Kai says, an incredible podcast. I love this podcast. Me and my family got into D&D, and this is really fun to listen to. Each host is a star, so here's 5 stars from Ace from Australia. Whether you're working in the dwarven mine, studying in your wizard tests, or just chilling around the hand job mansion, this podcast is great to listen to in the background. Oh boy. Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, asterisk, exclamation mark, asterisk, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. 5 out of 5. I love how Nika uses the word whenever to refer to one specific instance.
What? It looked like they pasted in a password. What? In this review.
I do that? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
We'll have our fix.
Okay. But who knows? I don't remember it. But I don't remember anything.
I don't know. I think we all do that. Electric X Link. Nice. Better than my job. Stepping out of the comfort zone just for getting ink, starting DMing, made a Twitter, and going to my first convention. See y'all at GeekCon 27. See you, Electric X Link. Makes me squishy from the penis between us.
Oh!
That's a great name. Jokes
galore. Rabid Duck from the United States says, amazing awesomeness. Can't say enough good things about this show. Great group of people that shows how Dungeons & Dragons should be played. Way behind, guy. 3 a.m. Unbelievable that no one got Bachman's Max Watch 22 back in episode 94 on September 29th, 2014. I'm catching up. Now I'm going to go listen to Drifted88. Finally, after many months, I finally caught up. And thanks to the DM that hyper. Nope, I read that one. Not nearly drunk enough from Lovick from the United States. Love this podcast. The shenanigans they get up to are always entertaining. Tim has to read this in his. Wait, didn't I read? I read that run. Michael.
What?
I read this one.
You just want him to be reading the salad finger voice.
I did that last time, right?
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we're done.
Let's sign out. Maybe multiple people. I think it was like your salad finger voice, man. Tim has to read this in his salad fingers voice. Red 1029 from Canada. G'day, mate. Long time listener. First time viewer. OG slapper here. Love the podcast from Tim. Sim's character always dying. Yeah, we read this one.
Well, thanks for the salad fingers anyway.
No, love it.
When the red water comes out?
The 16th of January, man.
We did an episode 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 100.
Right?
We definitely read that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then we're done.
I guess we're done. Nice.
Good job, everybody. Hey, folks. I have a special request to all you beautiful artists out there.
Ooh.
It's getting harder to find the fan art to put on the podcast each week because people aren't putting them in the forums anymore. And we need those because we won't survive without them. So I think maybe a good thing we could do is we'll start getting fan art and we'll put your Twitter handle in the podcast post, maybe.
Yeah, there we go. Mm-hmm. And I know that people are making good art because I see it on Twitter.
There's good art, but it's very hard to find because the people tweet at us, but it's not all in one place.
What if we did like a hashtag with art so then we could find it all?
You could do that. That'd be great.
D&D podcast art? Or is that
true? Sure.
We are the D&D podcast and the only one.
Yeah.
Or hashtag drunks. No.
You know what? We're going to think about it and we'll tweet a hashtag and then people can start using it, hopefully.
But you should definitely put it in the forums.
I'm just trying to get multiple ways. Yeah. Here, you know?
Multiple paths. I would love to put it in the forums, but some people, they will not. So.
Yeah. Some people don't like the forums.
Get it to us however you can. I don't know. Email it to us. Fuck it. Geeklink@gmail.com.
Also, fan art keeps me alive and happy, and I love it so much. Yeah. Thank you for everyone who makes fan art. Yeah. For real.
If we've ever not thanked you enough, each fan art gives us like what, another 28 hours of life?
It really does.
It is literally probably the favorite because people will like say nice things to us and we'll be like, nah, they're lying. That.
My boners branches off into mini boners.
I like all the nice things. That's true.
Yeah.
I like the nice things. I like the nice art. And tell me nice things. That's what I don't think that's too much to ask.
Yeah. Don't tell me that you don't like me and I ruin the podcast. Right. I don't care for that. But do good fan art.
If you say that I hate you.
Right. And I do hate you.
Don't say that about my nice husband.
Don't say that.
How do you
get
200
friend.
Episodes and you don't like me? I talk a lot. 60% of all the podcasts is just me yapping. Like, how'd you get to 200?
I think hashtag D&D podcast art. That's good, right?
Yeah, man.
What are the D&D podcast fan art? Something like that. Yeah, D&D podcast art.
Dart. Hashtag dart.
I worry that something else will be that. Drunks and Doodles is pretty good.
Yeah,
Drunks and Doodles is pretty good.
That's perfect.
That's perfect.
Okay. Hashtag Drunks and Doodles. Thank you. This is beautiful. I don't know the first person. I Love in Truth in the chat room said it.
Thank you, Love in Truth. Hashtag Drunks and Doodles.
Beautiful.
Drunks and Doodles. Ha! It does sound like it is literally drunk sand doodles. So.
Drunk sand doodles. Also drunk sand doodles. You can also do that one. That one's great.
Doodle in the sand. I love it.
Fucking.
So thank you, everybody. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, you can check out these other Geekly Inc. shows, including Brute Force, Cast of Thrones, Cthulhu and Friends, The Host Westworld, Pope Zone, Transformation Sequence, and You're a Wizardary. You can also visit us at geeklyinc.com, where you can read the always updating content and check out some fan art by the talented community artist. Afterwards, make sure to head over to our shop and buy some merchandise for your next adventuring quest. After deciding if we should go to Nereve or Forsake Lane, Jewel of the East, head on over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Want to do another listen through? Check out the D&D Podcast Abridged episodes available for download now. All the fun and a tenth of the time. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/D&D podcast, where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. GeeklyCon 2017 tickets are on sale now. It's going to be held in St. Louis, Missouri, and you can get your ticket as well as your hotel room online. Information is available on the forums for ride or room shares, so grab your ticket and get ready for the fun. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We will see you next week. Until then, it's been dicey.
exploded.
I heard it audibly exploded.
Yeah, that was.
Are you covered in ink?
No, it just it just jumped right out at me.
Was it a good spit? Was it a good pin?
Yeah, it was. It was a Pilot G207.
Not the G207.
Yeah, I prefer a G205, but
yeah, no, they really fucked that all up. I'm rocking a Easy Touch Med.
This is a pin section of our podcast. Are we talking about?
I've got a pencil.
What?
Nerd. Not a real pinhead, but